So here are my initial thoughts on the Rifkin Initiative. As with all powers' propaganda about the future, it uses the declarative voice. It brooks no challenge, no countervision, and certainly no squawking from mere commoners. This is big boys' business, is what he's saying. The big boys' game. The exclusive province of the global players. And don't... That's how they've suckered many an originally good-hearted person. They want to be a player. So we're told what we're going to get. And it's an appalling vision. All this billions of censors business has always been power's longing. Total surveillance of us and all life. But it's not what we want. Where are the healthy, happy babies in this vision? Where is the limitless time? Where is the boundless roving and the spanning of seas to explore new things? When power salivates about how it can monitor, the entire planet from its control room atop the panopticon, and waxes poetic about how we should also want it, should passionately wish to contribute our small bit to the billions of brains working on it, total surveillance. What it's lusting for is the end of our efforts to even try to be independent. The achievement of their deep longing that we will end all resistance and passionately become self-regulating, eagerly offer our allegiance. Doesn't that sound like the rapist dynamic, doesn't it? I mean, down the road, I gotta read this folktale by Lucian. There's this one scene where this grandmother, who the outlaws, the bandits, have left in charge of a very wealthy woman who they think they can exchange for buku bucks, who through no fault of the grandma's escapes, gets away, and knowing that they will come up with some horrendous way of dispensing with her, she throws herself off a cliff. And when the bandits return, of this feeling of affection rushes into them, their hearts, that how considerate of her to spare us the trouble of having to murder her. I mean, that's power. Power is power is power for millennia. Just sit down, shut up, let us lead. And while you're at it, we're going to rape you. So just sit down and be quiet. We don't want to hear about it. That's power. That's their MO, totally. So what power most wants is for us to turn our backs. I was about to say, it's for us to be obedient. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, they most want us to be obedient. That's the broad longing. But within that, they want us to turn our backs on our brothers and sisters. Where they keep in place the harshest regimes, live the people they plan will feed the so-called privileged sectors of the global economy. But they don't want us thinking about that. They want us to keep to our given tasks and be obedient. And as I've said this before, but it's not being discussed. Power wants to control the so-called knowledge resources, knowledge infinite, for which they've always lusted. Song of the Sirens. To be all powerful in their minds is also to be all knowledgeable, i.e. a god.